Good morning and welcome to Paul's 5-Minute Monday Motivation for members of the MSP Marketing Edge. Somehow, it's the 1st of June 2026 and actually I want to reflect exactly on that today. 5 months of the year has been completed. We've only got 7 months left. I always think the 1st of June, the beginning of June, feels like the start of the second half of the year. I know it's not technically, but anyway, I want to explore with you today about what you've achieved and what you want to get done, just because it's a convenient date to have the 1st of June. So if we think back over the last 5 months, and if you're anything like me, that was the fastest 5 months ever. It went so fast, didn't it? And it feels like it was January just yesterday. And I guess for some people, they'll be sitting here this morning kind of smug, maybe smug's the wrong word, but sitting thinking, do you know what? I've done loads. It's been a really, really busy 5 months. I'm really proud of it. But I guess for other people, it's a bit of a wake-up call as well. In fact, if you were to put it in percentage terms, we are 42% of the way through the year today. And so the finish line of the race of 2026 feels so much closer than it actually is. My experience of working with business owners for 20 years now and MSPs for 10 years is that most business owners don't do New Year's resolutions as such, but they do set goals at the beginning of the year. I know I do. I always set myself goals for the calendar year. Do you do that? Is that something you do in January? But sometimes the risk is that we set those goals in January and then we kind of just ignore them and we never really look at them. And this, I think, is a good moment today, the start of a new week, the beginning of June, to say, right, what was it I wanted to achieve in 2026 and what progress have I made towards that? So let me give you some, I guess if you like, reflection points. I try not to spend a lot of time looking back. I try to spend most of my time looking forward in terms of progress of the business. But sometimes in order to look forward, I believe you need to look back. So let me ask you three questions. So number one is, what's actually gone well since January, right? Have you, what have you noticed that's gone well? And by gone well, I mean, what progress have you made in the direction you want to go? So we've got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of different members across 20 odd different countries. So everyone will have a different thing, but it could be that your progress that you look to make was just to win new leads, get new clients. Or it could have been to build out your marketing or to sell more to your existing clients or something else. It could have been building your team or improving your technical capability, your stack or something like that. So what has actually gone well since January? And when you've had wins, have you stopped and acknowledged those wins? That's the kind of the first question for you. The second question is, what did you say at the beginning of this year that you do that you haven't actually yet started? And I think you should be very honest with yourself. Maybe even ask yourself, is this still worth doing or should you actually drop this thing? Because sometimes we don't do things for a reason, right? I had a whole load of stuff in January that I wanted to do, which I've since dumped, but I've come up with replacement projects. The things that actually, as we've gone through the year, I've thought, nah, that doesn't really fit with the direction we're going in. And I think sometimes it's braver to acknowledge that something isn't right and dump it than to go ahead with it. So question two is, what did you say you'd do that you haven't started? And then question three for you in that reflection looking back is, are you busier than you were in January? But is that good busy or bad busy? So good busy is growth. I'm a lot busier today than I was in January, and that's because we've got more projects on. We've done a ton of projects already this year, but we've got more. Believe me, we have so much to drop for you over the next 7 months or so. But this is good growth. It's not, sorry, good busy. It's growth busy. But bad busy is where you're stuck on the hamster wheel. And your equivalent to this would be if you're busy looking after tickets, doing basic tech stuff that someone else could be doing for you, or even loading your own social media. That's bad busy because other people can do that for you, whether it's my team or whether it's your own team or an outsourced VA or whatsoever. So are you busier than you were in January? Is that good busy, which is growth, or bad busy, which is stuck on the hamster wheel? And then I guess the final thing is just to look ahead at the next 7 months between now and the end of 2026. I know 5 months has gone fast, but do you know what? We've still got longer left, right? So 7 months is genuinely more than enough time to make a dramatic difference to what you're trying to do with your business, but only if you do that with intent, which means making a decision now at what you're aiming at. And I think that we're kind of coming towards the danger zone where we're entering the summer, and the summer's great because it's sunny and we have lots of social events and we want to be outside all the time. And I think from a business owning point of view, that makes that a danger zone. And I know a lot of business owners, not just MSPs, but friends who are business owners who wake wake up in September, you know, mid-September, perhaps the kids have gone back to school. I know it happens in different times in different parts of the year, but the kids can go back to school, the sun comes down a bit, and you kind of wake up and you're like, oh, we're 2 months from Christmas. How did that happen? So that's always the risk of this time of the year. I think it is easier to throw yourself into stuff at the beginning of the year than it is at this time. But saying that, you can do it with intent. So could you pick like one thing or two things or three things that would make you feel like an absolute winner if you achieve them by December? It'd be ridiculous for you to pick 10 things, but one or two or three chunky things, chunky projects. And by projects, I mean development projects within your MSP, not client projects. Things that you could achieve by the end of December that would just make you go into 2027 so upbeat because you've made progress. And it's all about progress on the business, right? How do you do this? You need time, right? And different people need different elements of time. What if you just went out for a walk for an hour every day? Or even just once a week or twice a week and just thought. You didn't listen to anything, you didn't read anything or be on your phone or, you know, it might be just you and your dog and you're just there and you're just thinking. How are we doing right now? What's holding us back? What progress are we making? I do this often. I often go for walks. I try and do it every day. It doesn't happen every day. I have a walk every day, but I don't have a what I would call a peaceful thinking walk every day because someone's with me or just whatever, I'm in a rush. But those walks I value the most where I go for a long walk and I'm just thinking about things and you get so many good detail insights, sometimes on the walk, sometimes on the next day, because you've loaded your brain into this. But the secret of getting things done, well, partly is knowing what to do, partly is having space to think on it as the leader and to reflect and to decide what needs to be done. And then partly it's just time to implement stuff. And that's the second part of this really is you need to find 60 to 90 minutes every single weekday to work on your business. And if you've been listening to this or you've been a member for a while, you'll have heard me bang on about this again and again and again because it's so important. 60 to 90 minutes every single weekday is the only way you're going to grow your business. I still do it now. I have loads of time during the day to work on my business, but I still protect a 60 to 90 minute block every single weekday with very few exceptions because I guarantee that even if I'm going to a show or I've got a group that I'm sat with all day, I'll still spend some time working on my business. That's very, very important for me. How can you find that time? How can you protect it so that you've always got time to work on growing your business? I hope that's been useful to you. I appreciate I've gone over 5 minutes this week, but this is such an important thing. And you know what? I'm here to help. Me and my team are here to help. I know we're a marketing membership, but part of marketing is all of the other things that affect you, right? And there are some things we can't help you with. We can't help you with bad staff, can't help you with recruitment, we can't help you with that annoying client. We can talk about it, but we're not experts at it. But we are experts at helping business owners get out of their own way. And that's really what we're talking about here. So if you can help, reach out to us. You've got the members only Facebook group. That's a really good place. And I'm there twice every day. You can just email us hello@mspmarketingedge.com. Always happy to help and just say to my team, could you pass this on to Paul? Because I'm like third line on the email. Or you could just drop into one of my drop-in marketing clinics, which you'll find on the portal, whether you're a B2B member or a co-managed member, they're the same clinics and they're in, I think they're in support in the portal if you look in the navigation. And that reminds me that this week we are having a clinic this coming Thursday. You can see what time it is in your time zone right there in the portal. I'll see you next Monday. Have a very profitable week in your MSP.